All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of 365A. My name is Abid Mankel, and today's topic, we're going to be discussing the product lifecycle and the changes to the office servicing and support, which is feature ID 26835. And I'm going to let Kurt kick us off.
Cool. Thanks, Abid. So, yeah, what we've seen is a pretty big shift in the way Microsoft licenses software. Like many companies, they're moving to a cloud subscription type model. And for Microsoft Office, which of course includes a lot of the client and services that comprise unified communications, you're seeing a move from perpetual licensing to click to run, which is a subscription model. And so one of the reasons Microsoft is doing this, like many companies offering their services through the cloud, is it allows Microsoft to more rapidly introduce bug fixes and new features. So in the good old days, you had you'd buy Microsoft Office, you get 5 years of mainstream support, and in those 5 years, you get bug fixes, new enhancements, feature upgrades, but they would happen at a slower pace. They'd be delivered over months or sometimes years. But now with the subscription type model, Microsoft can, bring to their customers and end users new features, major features in weeks, if not days. So that's a really big change, and you're seeing changes in licensing to reflect that with Microsoft Office coming in Office 2016 and 2019.
Yeah. So, and further to that. So, speaking of the latest version of Click to Run coming out this month, so March 2018, they're actually going to allow you to, during the setup install, to trigger a switch that you can actually remove the MSI versions of Office. So now you can make it a little bit easier to roll out that Click to Run version. You can now deploy to your desktops, and during that installation, it will actually remove those legacy versions of Office. And that's going to be an interesting scenario, because now you have to have everything click to run, because otherwise anything that was MSI installed on those machines is gone. I mean, obviously this is controllable now, but you can see Microsoft's forethought going forward is that they want, move those enterprises as easy as possible to that click to run technology. They've stated that, the next version of Office, Office 2019, it's only going to be a click to run. So there's going to be no MSI version, and they're not going to allow it, or it's going to only install on Windows 10 and newer.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think some large enterprises are going to have some challenges with this, for sure. Most today struggle to stay on top of these regular releases, which ironically is the perfect reason they should embrace click to run, so that they can actually stay on top of this. But I think some of them see click to run as losing control over something they feel they need to maintain. So, the concerns I hear are, and they cite, are that, I think they're being steadily addressed over time. Namely the ability to be granular with the deployment to the various corporate images that they're working on. So they've got a bunch of different laptop images that many deploy. But I think with the enhancements to the Click to Run Administrator tool, I think a lot of these concerns should be abated. So in September, I think it was, they added support for the updated channel names. And for those of you not familiar with channels, these are simply the frequency that, a user or an organization would set to install the latest updates for the respective Office bits. So you would select, how frequently you wanted to update your clients. So, we used to have the names before. You might have heard some of these, but from the least, from the most frequent down to the least amount of frequency, we had the Insider Fast, which gave you the builds as quickly as Microsoft was releasing them, and that often was, great to have a, clients that would crash and things like that, but you were on the cutting edge or bleeding edge. There was Insider Slow, which came out monthly. The Current Channel, which also came out monthly, but had slightly more deferred release on it. Then there was First Release Deferred and Deferred Channel. So I found those names kind of confusing, but They now have changed the names to Insider, Monthly Channel Targeted, which comes out monthly, and then Monthly Channel Current Channel, which is something that just slightly after the monthly channel that gives the targeted people time to test something. And then, so I think they've staggered the months on that, that those come out. And then the last two are semi-annual channel targeted. So that comes out twice a year in March and September, and semi-annual channel, which is twice a year in January and July. So obviously the staggering allows for people to, be able to test and then roll them out. So hopefully with those things, I believe that that's going to help administrators be able to, you know, still do the diligence and the testing that's involved in rolling these things out.
Yeah, and in addition also as well to that, the, you know, the Office 2016, I guess from a support model perspective, they had it previously as 5 years mainstream and then 5 years extended. So what they're actually doing from a 2016 perspective and an Office 2019 is they're going to be doing 5 and 5 for the Office 2016, and 2019 it'll be 5 years mainstream and then 2 years extended. And it's interesting enough that they're actually going to be lining up to be end of life cycle on the exact same day. So they're lining it up so that, I guess, for the future releases of Office, they can continue on with this, I guess, click to run functionality, right? And being able to add new features and functionality, as all the guys said here, a lot quicker and be more agile from that perspective. So it's definitely one thing to note that the life cycle will both Office 2016, MSI, and I guess click to run, which also requires a certain channel level, as Dino mentioned, will end on the same day. So definitely interesting. Even though 2019 is not even out yet, right? So it's going to be coming out, I think they said, in the second half of 2018. But it's it's pretty cool to see that they actually have like what the mainstream support is going to be and what the extended support is going to be like as well.
And the other interesting piece there with the support lifecycle is Office 2016 mainstream support will end in October of 2020.
Yeah.
And you won't be, if you have a perpetual license of Office 2016 after October 13th, 2020, you won't be able to connect to any of the online cloud services. So, you know, Michael and I were chatting, a lot of companies, as Dino mentioned, are far behind, and they might just be thinking about rolling out Office 2016, the MSI perpetual version right now. And, they might want to rethink that, right? And maybe if it's not too late, go to the click to run model.
Yeah. Cause you think about it, they're like, okay, we'll roll out one more version of the MSI, you know, Office 2016, you know, maybe we'll move to the cloud, you know, next year, the year after, but you hit that 2020 pretty quickly in that aspect, right? So now you're just starting a rollout, and you're thinking about going to the cloud. You have, you know, 2 years, and you know you have to already been moved to another servicing model like click to run.
I think, but part of the challenge for some of these is that they have these legacy apps that depend on some of these MSI models, and that's another thing that I keep hearing about, and that's unfortunate, but, you know, so they're scrambling to figure out what they can do because, you know, none of this stuff is supported in click to run.
Yeah. I remember, a couple years back, I was on the Skype show and I did a whole session about click to run and MSI. And I went through a whole matrix of what at that time was 2013 click to run, what works, what doesn't, Visio project. And I spent weeks just testing every scenario, what would happen when you installed one, when you had another, or if it was 64 bit versus 32 bit. And it's mind boggling, right? But you can see Microsoft's like, we don't want to mix anything. It's, you know, we let you play with MSI and click to run for a while, but now it's, you know, you need to get rid of that MSI and move purely to click to run.
Yeah. I mean, definitely, with regards to custom development too, right? So any custom development apps have to be, modified,
in order to, I guess, support and work with the new click to run technology, right? So that's also one of the biggest things that, you know, some of my clients are seeing as well, right? So it's okay, yeah, we want to get there, but how, you know, what are all the different scenarios? And it's not an easy task, right? To really sort of change your mindset of, you know, pushing out these MSI to a new technology, and then just, you know, hopefully everything works, right? And so, and you can't really test all the scenarios, because in the dev environments, you may not have all the custom applications or all the applications you have deployed in prod, and that's just, you know, what everybody has, right? So.
Yeah, and you might only have a quarter or up to a half a year ahead, right? So you might be testing the next build, and you only have a few months before that's going to be rolling out to your end user population. So it gets a little bit harder to test every scenario and document every feature and do your training. And yeah, it starts to become like the Wild West, right? Like functionality just keeps lighting up for your users, and IT has to kind of figure out how to hold on and keep on board. Yeah. Just speaking of the channel, so I love to play with the new features and kind of sit on the cutting edge. And so I'm in like the insider channels and stuff. And, you know, it's kind of a double-edged sword. You get to play with the latest and greatest, but you also, you know, become a victim of the rapid adoption or rapid deployment of functionality and deployment cycle. So like, you know, this week I'm running a build that, I end a conference call and, you know, the client reboots, you know, that I've already reported the problem, but, you know, they've already fixed it and they're already two builds ahead and within Microsoft. It just hasn't trickled down to me yet. So, yeah, make sure you're on a controlled channel and you're not rolling out, you know, as the bits drop live, you definitely need to have, you know, some segregation from the release cycle.
And actually, a question for Dino and Michael in the channels. I don't really know the answer to this. I think you can, but can you control which channel certain users are on inside your organization? Like, can you put? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you can control it through the actual setup or through registry keys. You can actually flip out of the channels. You can actually change the channels in the actual program, and depending on your settings. So you can drop down a certain channel if it's releasing too quickly for your test needs.
So it seems like a good approach for organizations is to, get on a faster cadence for POC type folks who are willing to live on the edge a bit, and then use them as guinea pigs to sort of iron out some of the problems that could be coming in the organization.
For sure. Yeah.
And especially when you're thinking of cloud services, right? Like Microsoft's pumping out all this functionality on a daily basis in Office 365. So you kind of have to keep that client moving as, you know, maybe not as quick, but pretty close to take leverage that, you know, things like Clutter and, you know, all that AI stuff in Outlook.
Yeah, I mean, just looking at the Teams client in itself, right, the amount of features that are going into that, and, you know, they're coming out weekly, publishing those new features. So it's, you know, trying to keep up to date to the latest, but making sure that you don't break anything from a historical standpoint.
Yeah, I mean, you look at that roadmap. I mean, that's not all server side code, right? Like that there is some stuff that they have to tweak on the endpoints. So
awesome.
Good stuff.
All right, so thanks everybody for listening in, and we'll see you on the next one.
Thank you.
Thanks. See ya.
See ya.